Now, as the UK embarks on the biggest diet month of the year, new research reveals that half of us pack in our healthy eating habits because we find healthy food so dull. Now, a study into dietary habits has found that the average New Year diet lasts less than 3 months, with around a third of us calling it a day after 1 month. Now, it's all about perceptions. I'm joined now by Rob Hobson. He's a nutritionist and cookery writer. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Now, I used to think, and I think maybe it's still in me, that, you know, a diet's like a punishment.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way.
So how do we change that perception of it then?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to talk about healthy eating as opposed to diets as such, because I think that's a much better approach, is to think about ways in changing the way that you eat for the better, to develop new habits. And that doesn't have to mean restricting your diet. But you're right, the findings from this Tilda survey did show that 50% of people do find healthy eating boring. And I think that's a lot to do with their perceptions of what healthy foods looks like, which is, for me, misconceptions, actually.
And also, to use another cliche, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And things that, because you hear this phrase about comfort eating all the time, don't you? So, you know, things like chocolate and crisps. I'm amazed at how many people find crisps a downfall.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, actually. No, I think that the problem is it's about this multi-sensory, the multi-senses when we eat. And a lot of those foods are really tempting. So the sizzle of bacon or the crunch of that crisp can set us off track when we're trying to eat healthily. So it's about trying to recreate these sights, tastes, flavours, and sounds and textures of foods to make healthy eating more interesting.
Right, let's talk about that then. How do we do that? Because bear in mind, a lot of our audience don't see very well or don't see at all. So obviously the way food looks and the colour of certain vegetables and things, that's quite important, isn't it, in being appealing to us in a kind of psychological way?
Yes, so the first thing that we do, one of the first senses, two senses actually, that are stimulated is sight and smell. After that, it's really about textures and the sound that foods make and the flavour. So sight does play a role, but I think once you've got the smell of the food first and then you explore these other aspects of multisensory eating, then you can really make food more interesting.
Now, I've done quite a lot of talking about being a sensible drinker in the run-up to Christmas and after that, and at any time, really. Changing your perception, and often when you cut down on alcohol use, that makes you feel better. Now, can we use that kind of same kind of methodology with food, that, you know, if we persevere a bit, we will actually feel better ourselves?
Oh my, yeah, without a doubt, if you start eating healthily, you will feel better. And I think that with the flavours, people might find it a little bit more difficult to start with adapting to new flavours and healthy ways of eating. But once you start exploring these foods, you know, they will become more attractive. I think what is also quite interesting from the research was the convenience aspect. I think a lot of people felt that unhealthier food, they chose that because it was more convenient. And there was often people talk about healthy eating as being expensive or that you need a set of skills, but it's not necessarily the case.
So give us some tips then on how we can sort of make things more attractive to us.
So if we start at the top, I mean, with the flavour, if we look at the senses, so flavours, think about herbs, dried spices are very good, fresh herbs, anything you can add to a dish, just add one more ingredient that makes it more tempting. So it might be a bit of fresh coriander or fresh basil into a salad. Then we've got the sounds. So don't just go for a food that doesn't make a lot of sound. Sound is an unforgotten sense when it comes to food, an unforgotten flavour, if you like. And that helps us to anticipate the texture of food. So you want to hear the crispy, crunchy, crackling sounds of food when you eat them, because that makes them interesting to eat. And you can do that with nuts and seeds or cucumber or anything that makes a noise when you eat it. And then the textures. So don't just settle on one texture for a food. You know, there's grains, whole grains have a sort of crunchy, chewy texture. Beans and pulses give a bit of texture and crunch to a dish. And again, nuts and seeds give you that added texture when you bite into them. So it's just trying to make dishes more interesting.
And I think we have this perception, I think, particularly in the West, that, you need a big portion, if you're a man and you need this healthy big diet. But I think that's where we fall down as well, don't we? Because I find sometimes if I eat something smaller, you think, well, that will never fill me up. But if you just give it a bit of time, it's perfectly enough for us. I think we need to re-educate ourselves a bit on that.
Yeah, I mean, the first place to start, really simple place, is to eat off a smaller plate. You can always go back for seconds, and mindfulness is very common. So eat your food slowly. You know, a lot of people really wolf down their food, but it doesn't give you enough chance to recognise that you're full. So think about, take your time. Don't rush back to get second helpings. And also think about the types of food that you're eating. So high fibre foods, those found in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, along with proteins. If you team that together, it will actually keep you fuller for longer between meals, which is useful if you're trying to keep your weight down or maintain a weight.
I keep going back to this. I think when people say things like salads, it sounds so bland, and yet I've got a friend who makes a salad, and sometimes she adds in pieces of chicken, or it might even be corn pieces, vegetarian option. And she's got pine kernels in there. She's got all sorts. Things that I would never think about. And that in itself is a massively filling meal and delicious. And yet you think it's just a salad.
Yeah, it really is. And that's a really good example of how she's hitting all the senses with that food. You know, the pine nuts are nice and crunchy. That protein's adding that texture that you want to a salad. So it's not just like eating rabbit food. You've got something that's of substance in the dish. And I think this all comes down to a bit of inspiration on what to cook. I actually did some meals when I was working with Tilda and some of the recipes to have a look at this and use products to create really dishes that you might consider to be healthy and not interesting, but turn them into something that's really savoury, really tasty and really hits all those senses.
Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, of course I can. Yes. So one of them was we made a wrap. So I took some of the ambient grains. We stir-fried those with some sweet corn, some black beans, and then we use there's a chipotle, Mexican chipotle flavour that's a really smoky, spicy barbecue flavour. And we wrapped that up in the wrap with a crunchy iceberg lettuce and some salmon that was put on there, just some flaked salmon that you can buy in the supermarket, wrapped it up, and it was very simple to make, very few ingredients, and very tasty and very healthy.
And I think you shouldn't be afraid to explore new tastes as well.
No, just put everything together. It's all about experimenting. It can go a little bit wrong occasionally. especially if you start with your salad, that's a great place to start. Chuck in a grain, chuck in some veggies, add some maybe fruit you want to add. Look at a herb, look at the flavours. That's a good place to start when you're experimenting.
What about soups?
Yeah, soups are really healthy. They're often two of our five a day, which is great. They're very nourishing. They're quite nurturing as well when it's really cold and you want something a bit warm. And they're very healthy. They can be one texture. So what you might want to do is add some beans and pulses, or even some grains, actually. It's quite interesting in the salad, in the soup. Just to make it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, my same friend I was talking about earlier, she made a soup, and it was early in the week, I tasted it, and I can't remember what it was. There was Thai something in it, and it was yellow, it was quite thick and creamy, but the thing that really set it off is she sprinkled some spring onions in the soup, and the contrast in the soup was really quite delicious.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, those Asian flavours are perfect in soups, and I often top mine with some chilli and some spring onions and coriander, and it's that additional crunchiness and freshness that you get on top of all the other flavours is really delicious.
Chilli and spring onions, have you got many friends?
Yeah, I eat that on my own.
What about one pot cooking? Because sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge if you're not used to cooking or you don't see very well. Can you do this in a one pot kind of way?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's all what that ties in really nicely is the convenience aspect and the cost aspect that people complained about in the survey with healthy eating. Make it in a batch, split it up, keep it in your freezer. It's less of a hassle to be cooking all the time. All you need to do is take it out, reheat it in the microwave, and you've got a ready-made healthy meal, if you like. So, yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Right, well, you've whetted our appetites. Where can we get more information about this, then?
So the recipes I created and other information you can find at tilda.com and also on the Tilda social.
Well, I'm waiting for my invitation for tea. Rob Hobson,
Fred.
It's been a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.